Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ncube. Today we are discussing Africa Day, its origins and relevance in today's world as Africa unites to celebrate this day tomorrow, May 25, 2024. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Every 4 years during the summer in America is the spectacle of the nominating conventions of the two major political parties. This year in July, the Republicans in Milwaukee are set to put former President Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. The following month in Chicago, the Democrats are to do the formalities for their incumbent President Joe Biden. Less attention is being paid to another gathering that will nominate its presidential candidate Saturday night. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Heman in Washington has the story.
Welcome to the rather low-key National Convention of the Libertarian Party, which is taking on new significance. That is because it will have a presidential candidate on the ballot this year in most states. With polls showing a very tight race between Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, and an independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., beginning to poll in some swing states above 10%, a small number of votes for the Libertarian candidate could determine whether it is Biden or Trump who gets a second term. None of the Libertarian Party's presidential hopefuls are household names. It will be up to about 1,000 delegates, including Collin County, Texas Libertarian Party Chairman Nathan Polsky, to decide who will go on this year's national ballot.
It's really kind of a big tent party. At the end of the day, you've got people that are on the right, you've got people that are on the left, but one thing that we all agree on is that the state has too much control, and we want to roll back the level of power that the state has, give it back to the people.
In an unprecedented move, the presumptive nominee of another party is poised to upstage the Libertarian presidential hopefuls at their own convention. Trump, who is to take center stage here on Saturday night. Trump is wading into unfamiliar political territory merely to gain attention, says construction worker James St. John, a Libertarian delegate from Virginia.
It's a chance for him to speak and get his word out, and he can speak to a bunch of other people who probably would not normally listen to what he has to say. That's the main reason he's doing it.
Addressing the National Rifle Association last week, Trump was pragmatic about courting the favor of the Libertarian Party.
Largely, they have so much of what we have. You know, they're also people of common sense, generally speaking. They have a couple of things that are a little different. But we have to join with them because they get their 3% every year, no matter who's running. And we have to get that 3% because we can't take a chance on Joe Biden winning.
It is unlikely Trump can capture more than a sliver of that 3%, predicts a delegate from Vermont, Anne LaPeltier.
Do I think he's going to get the Libertarian vote? No. May some Libertarians vote for him? Surely, yes. But will I be one of them? Also, no.
President Biden was also invited by the Libertarians to address their convention, but he did not accept the offer. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Libertarian Party National Convention in Washington.
And back to Zimbabwe, Harare Magistrate Feresi Chakanyuka has convicted Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ President Obed Masaraure, after she found him guilty for obstruction of justice and sentenced him to 4 months in prison, which was wholly suspended for 5 years on condition that he does not commit a similar offense. She fined Masaraure $200. Studio 7 speaks to his lawyer, Tapiwa Muchineripi.
$200 yakaringana nayo iri mumasiri akatadza kubhadhara fine anzi anonosevha 2 months imprison pamusoro pefine iyoyo koti yaisa parutini yasendeka parutini 4 months imprison pachitarisirwa kuti pamakore mashanu anotevera haafani kubatwa nemhosva ine chokuita nemhosva senge yaabatwa nayo iyoyo inova yokukanganisa mafambiro gwara remutemo.
Saka vatotarisira kuti vachabuda zvarini?
Vanobuda nhasi. Takatomirira izvozvo kuti tibhadhare faini.
That was Obed Masaraure's lawyer Tapiwa Muchineripi speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, ATU's Secretary General Robson Chere said that the union would appeal Masaraure's conviction and sentence as it believes that their leader did not commit an offense by exercising his right to freedom of expression and that his conviction is a violation of his right.
We can say Obed is in street, but he's not free. Yes, he made to pay a fine of a case that we feel that in the first place he was not even supposed to be arrested. He's been convicted of a case that we believe that he wasn't supposed to be convicted. This is a clear case of travel of justice, and we are going to challenge the ruling from the magistrate. We are going to appeal against the conviction at the High Court. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech is enshrined in our Constitution of Zimbabwe, and that must be exercised. Our union is under attack. So we are not going to be silent, and as a union, we are not accepting this outcome.
That was ATU's Secretary General Robson Chere speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Still in Harare, the Jameson Timber-led CCC addressed a press conference in which it announced the party's 16 shadow cabinet of ministers. Timber, the administrator, speaking at a press conference in Harare, said his party was opposed to President Mnangagwa's reported third-term bid.
Isu nyaya ya third term hatidi kuinzwa. Isu nyaya tuda kuti tinzwe ndiye kuti ngatigadzirisei zviri kunetsa munyika. Kana zvichikwanisika tinokwanisa kugadzira zviri kunetsika munyika mu 6 months tapedza zvotoita election. Saka hatitendi nyaya yekuda kuti tipaitwe third term. Isu tototi sarudzo ngaiunzwe kumberi iitwe mangwani.
Mr. Chimba also spoke on the disbursement of political parties' finances, saying they should be done following the law.
I'm not sure that there's been a disbursement. What I know is that there's been an indication,
yes,
by the Minister of Justice that he prefers to give that money to somebody else. Our position is very clear. The disbursement of political parties' finances is determined by the law. It is not a political decision of the Minister of Justice. It is not his decision. That decision was made on 23 August 2023 by the voters in terms of the vote share between the CCC and ZANU-PF. It is the party that sponsored candidates on that day. Candidates that we just put in our cabinet were sponsored by us. It is those candidates who earned those funds. Mr. Shabangu did not participate in August 2023 elections and therefore is not entitled to any allocation.
That was CCC Administrator Jameson Timba speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. ZANU-PF spokesperson Chris Mtsangwa told Studio 7 this week that the issue of Mnangagwa's succession will only come up a year or so before the 2028 polls. Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. when we are told only part of the story. We lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing the history of Africa Day. As the continent celebrates the day tomorrow, May 25th, the day is being commemorated under the theme Educate an African Fit for the 21st Century. This day is being commemorated at a time when the continent is facing challenges that include a scramble for its resources by other continents, a crippling brain drain, and a political instability in some regions. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by political analyst Professor Riki Mkonza of Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Prof.
Thank you very much, Taboka. Good evening to your listeners.
We are also joined by Mr. Tendai Ruben Mbofana of the Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here with you tonight.
Thank you. We are also looking forward to get Dr. Jethro Moyo, a lecturer of politics at the Wits University in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Dr. Moyo.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, Dr. Mpofu Ngongena Guselo. Prof. Mkonza, we'll start with you. Looking at the history of Africa Day, what is the history behind commemoration of such a day?
Yeah, it's connected to the formation and the foundation of the Organization of African Unity in Addis Ababa sometime in 1963. Actually a celebration of African unity and African independence from colonialism. So it has got a number of significances, but paramount and chief amongst these significances is African liberation from colonialism and the unity of African people.
Siyabonga, Dr. Mpofu. Prof. Mkonza, looking at present-day Africa, are the values of the OAU, now AU, still being promoted?
I think it's a yes and no. You'll find that there are efforts to promote the values of African unity, but equally, I think there are forces that seem to be fighting against the promotion of that. I think the first one from my side is the leadership that has emerged in the current African, you know, in the current, you know, African platform, you find that the leadership that is there, a majority of them don't seem to understand that the goal for Africa is much bigger than their self-interest. You'll find leaders, you know, clinging to power even beyond their welcome. You find leaders pursuing selfish interests that do not even have anything to, that are not even linked to what this day or the Organization of African Unity then became the AU made for. I think also there are external forces that one can also, the other scholars will talk about neo-imperialism. Neo-imperialistic forces that continue to fuel disunity among funding other states within the continent to fight other states. So yes, you hear here and there some African leaders who have the consciousness to be, you know, to drive the continent in the right direction. But equally, you have certain forces that seem to be fighting this vision.
Thank you, Prof. Mkonza. Vambo, fana, imuwa murukuwa na sei nyai kuva kwa gabira Africa, Organization of African Union, kuva ichivambwa kusika zatawa izwezi. Pane msiano wawapo ere, panchiri kufambu wane kwa rangariri po kufato kutanga, kana uti pane pa siana pa wapo.
Organization of African Unity, nezaka kuona hizo ya kundi African Union, zaki siana mungu acho.
Kuma 1960 na maku 1970.
takuda kuzvimirira tine upfumi hwakakwana muAfrica tine goridhe tine silver tine platinum tine madiamonds hazviperi upfumi huri muno muAfrica isu takuti takuda simba redu munyaya dzepano pasi rese tiri kuona ndechekuti tichirongoshandiswa whether tiri kushandiswa nemawestern countries kana tiri kushandiswa nemarussia nemachina tinotozviona kana muno muzimbabwe machina ndowa akutotonga
tinotenda
vahurumende yemuno ichimira kuti aiwa machina zvamuri kuita izvi
tinotenda vambofanira tichadzoka zvekare kwamuri
mahosi kubhadhara vanhu mari dzakakwana
vambofanira tinotenda tichadzoka zvakare kwamuri tava kutarisa zvekare tinotenda vambofanira tichadzoka zvekare kwamuri takutarisa nyaya yekuti toita sei nezvenyaya dzese idzi. Dr. Mpofu Liyeza lapa abanye vayakhuluma ikakhulu udaba olokuthi izwekazi leAfrica lilamatye aligugu lile ama-resources amaningi okuyinto okufanele ibe senza ukuthi kungabi lokudubeka, kodwa sibona abaningi belokhu bedubeka izwekazi leAfrica. Kungaphi lapho esilahleka khona njengezwekazi leAfrica, Dr. Mpofu?
Ngathi kule mibuzo emithathu emkhulu ngeAfrica, inkululeko yayo lokubambana kwabantu bezwekazi leAfrica. Okokuqala yikhona lokhu ukuthi kwenze njani ukuthi izwekazi elinjengaleli elilomnotho ongaka, elilamatsha ligugu, elilezinyamazana nezilwane zasenhlane njalo elilabantu abakhaliphileyo asesebatsha abalamandla okusebenza, yindaba umnotho wonke lo khona kuleli zwekazi ungahambelani lempumelelo lomcebo lokuphila kahle kwabantu base-Africa. Kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi abantu abalomnotho ongaka abahamba phezu komnotho ongaka ngenyawo zabo kube yibo abantu abahlukumezekileyo abahluphekileyo ukwedlula bonke abantu emhlabeni? Ngumbuzo wokuqala. Okwesibili yikuthi kanti izwekazi elingaka okwasuka ama-liberation movements abalweli benkululeko baya egangeni bayakulwa inkululeko besile izinto ezingaka, abakulwelayo kababuyanga lakho, babuya kuphela lamaflag amasha, ama-national anthem amasha, ingoma zokuculela izizwe, lenkokheli ezimnyama ezingaseyibo abelungu labana bebesincindezela. Kodwa inkululeko yona ayibuyanga, ngoba lokho esihlupheka abantu lokho bengelamnotho, abantu lokho bengela mandla okuzibusa lokuzibusa kahle inkululeko oyiyona abaya esigangeni obaba nabo baba mkhulu besiyayilwela. Okwesithathu, kwenzenjani ukuthi amabhoda la imingcele le eyakhiwa ngabahlukumezi, eyakhiwa ngabacindezeli, eyakhiwa ngama-colonizers lama-settlers la asingobayo, imingcele le lokhu ikhona ngemva kweminyaka ethile inkululeko, that is the political independence yama-African countries itholakele. Abantu bezwekazi le-Africa lokho behlukene ngobuhlobo, behlukene ngegazi, behlukene ngazo zonke indlela. Ngakho okwakhandwa ngabacindezeli, kwakhandwa ngabahlukumezi ku-Berlin Conference ka-1884-1885 e-Germany, besikasika izwe lezikazi le-Africa ungathi isinkwa, ungathi likheke benikezana ukuthi France iyangena laphana, Germany iyangena laphana, i-Britain iyangena laphana, i-Portugal iyangena laphana, ubani bani iyangena laphana. Lokhu esinjengoba basisika basenza kanjalo, sibhekelana emanzini, asihloniphani, asithandani njengama-Afrika. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi ama-Afrika kawakabambani ngemva kwenkululeko embusweni wobucindezeli lombusweni wobuhlukumezi. Kona lokho kuyasibonisa ukuthi hayi injongo ze-African Organization of African Union, injongo zenkululeko ezakhandwa kudala azisaphutshanga, azisaqhutshwanga, azisahambanga ngendlela. Okunjengokuthi njengama-Afrika kuyomele siqale phansi ukudinga inkululeko, ukudinga ukubambana kwama-Afrika, lokudinga ukuthi ama-Afrika athole inotho wawo usezandleni zabo nasemlonyeni yabo. Siyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga Dr. Mpofu. Kulo mnyongelelo la ecingwe nalo. Hello.
Hello.
Ye, lingenele kuhlelo linjani? Maphinda mchirongwa muroona seiwo zvare Africa Jaira tirikupemberera mangwana.
Rina zvarinoreva iri tsaboka nwe.
Ko sei madaro.
Izvezvi tiri overseas tiri kutsvaka, saka chatopemberera pazuva iri zvinhu zvacho hapana chatingatopemberere pazuva iri.
Aya tinotenda enderai nekumberi mukoma.
Kupemberera zuva iri zvotodawo kunyika kwakagadzikana, ndakatongodawo kuuyawo kuno kusouth Africa, saka zvechindanyatsoziva kuti hakumba zvinhu zvakagadzikana, zvinhu zviri raiti, and mukatarira nenzara iripo izvezvi vanhu wowanikwa vachipemberera, vanhu vavo vanenge vasina kutomira musha.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa uyezve nemashoko enyu. Prof Mukonza, muchidimbu tiri kuona timu yegore rino ichitarisa nyaya yedzidzo. Tichitarisa Africa, tingati tiri kubudirira here panyaya yedzidzo, uyezve dzidzo iyi iri kutibatsira seAfrica here muchidimbu?
Nyaya yedzidzo inyaya yakakosha zvikuru, nekuti ndopanovambwa kuumbwa kwedunhu reAfrica kana kuumbwa kwenyika dziri mudunhu reAfrica. Asi chandingade kutaura pamusoro pedzidzo ndechekuti dzidzo yatiri kumbotaura nezvayo idzidzo ipi? Tiri kutaura nezvedzidzo yakaunzwa uye ine zvakawanda zvinobva kune vekumavirira, yatingati westernized education. Vampofu vanowanzotaura pavanotaura nezvenyaya yedecoloniality, nyaya yekuti dzidzo yemuAfrica inofanira kunge ichitaura nezvenharaunda yeAfrica. Inofanira kunge iri dzidzo inoonekera kuti idzidzo ini ingabatsira nharaunda yemuAfrica. Tingatarisa zviri zvidzidzo zvevanogadzira kana migwagwa, zvidzidzo zvevanorapa vanhu, vanoita zvese zvatingati zvinodzidzwa, zvinofanira kunge zvichitaura nezviri kuitwa mudunhu remuAfrica, uye iri dzidzo yatingati iri relevant kuAfrica. Asi chatiri kuona ndechekuti dzidzo yedu ichiri nezviya zvatinoti zvekumavirira, ndo zvichiri kuinfluenza dzidzo yedu. Saka I think wailisi team kana kuti dingindira rakanaka, asi tinoda kuti titarise kuti chatiri kumbosunda kuti vana vadzidze chacho chimbori chii, nekuti ipapo ndo panototangira nyaya. Tikangoti vana ngavadzidziswe, tisingatarisa kuti vari kudzidziswa chii, tinogona kungopedza nguva nekupemberera tichifarira asi tisina zvatinobuda nazvo.
Tinotenda Prof Mukonza, nguva ndo dzaita shanje. Dzati manyere kanti tore mukana uno kutendai kuti mapinda muchirongwa. Prof Mukonza titenda zvakare vambofana. Sibonga njalo uDr Mpofu kuti ungene kuhlelo. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Chabo Kancube.